A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, the Marlins were looking to complete a four-game sweep over the Reds. It would have been the first time ever in franchise history, dating back to 1993, the Marlins would accomplish such a feat against the Redlegs. It was a matchup between former Marlins farmhand Luis Castillo and right-hander Dan Straley. With a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins had a chance for their first ever four-game series sweep of the Reds, their first ever four-game series sweep here at Marlins Park, but they come up short this afternoon. They fall to Cincinnati 6-4. Miami's got to settle for 3 out of 4 in this weekend series. On January 19th, the Marlins acquired Dan Straley from the Reds. Among the players sent to Cincinnati, young right-handed pitcher Luis Castillo. And it was Castillo who opposed Straley in the series finale here at Marlins Park. This game was scoreless into the top of the second inning when Straley walked the leadoff man, Eugenio Suarez. With one out, Jose Peraza's single, putting men at first and second for Tucker Barnhart. 1-2 to Barnhart is looped out toward right center. Going to be trouble. It'll fall for a base hit in front of Yelich. Suarez waved. He's coming home. It's an RBI single for Barnhart and a 1-0 Reds lead. Reds had men at the corners for the pitcher Castillo. The 0-1, Castillo squares, gets down out in front of the plate. Here comes the man home, the flip to the plate, and not in time. Peraza scores, they execute that safety squeeze, and the Reds take a 2-0 lead. Nicely done by Castillo. It was so nicely done that that is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. You can learn more at GreekMoving.com. Castillo kept this a 2-0 game all the way into the bottom of the sixth inning. Dan Straley from Miami went 6, 2 runs on 7 hits, walked 2, struck out 4. Didn't allow anything after those 2 runs in the second. He threw a wild pitch, 99 pitches, 68 strikes. Meanwhile, through the first 5 innings, the Marlins had only 2 hits against Luis Castillo, who hadn't walked anybody. It's only 2 base runners through the first 5, but in the sixth, with 1 out, D. Gordon worked a walk, first of the day, issued by Castillo. So the Marlins got the tying man to the plate in the person of catcher A.J. Ellis. 1-1 to Ellis is lined to center. Hamilton was shallow. He's racing back. It's over his head. He dives for it. Can't get it. D's waved at third. He's going to score on a double by A.J. Ellis. It's a 2-1 ball game. So the Marlins were back within a run. They had the tying man at second, only 1 out. Christian Yelich coming up. And then a very bizarre 2-5 double play took the wind right out of their sails. Yelich hit a ball straight down right on top of home plate. The ball came to a rest right on the plate. It's a fair ball. Yelich didn't run. The catcher, Barnhart, quickly picked it up. He tagged Yelich for the out. And then Ellis broke for third base. Not sure why, but he was thrown out 2-5. It was a 2-5 double play, a strange one, to end the Marlins 6. They had a run. They were down just a run at that point, 2-1. But you're left with an unsatisfying feeling at the end of that 6th inning. Top of the 7th, the Marlins went to the bullpen. Straley done. Hunter Cervenk, who's pitched well twice since coming back from AAA. Well, he didn't pitch well today. He walked the first man, Billy Hamilton. Scooter Gennett singled. He then walked Joey Votto. That loaded the bases with nobody out. That was all for Cervenka. With the right-hander Duvall coming up, Don Mattingly brought Drew Steckenrider into the ballgame.
Here's the 1-2. It's a ground ball out towards short. Rojas to Gordon for one. Back to first. Not in time. A double play. It's an RBI for Adam Duvall. Billy Hamilton scores from third. And now the Reds open up a 3-1 lead here in the top of the 7th inning.
Eugenio Suarez then worked a walk to load the bases with 1 out, but Scott Schebler struck out against Steckenrider for the 2nd out. Steckenrider had a chance to escape the game at just 3-1, but he walked Jose Peraza, forcing home the 4th run, and then a clutch 2-out hit from the catcher Barnhart.
Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball up the middle and a base hit. Home from third to score is Duvall. Scoring from second is Suarez. It's a 2-out. 2-run single by the Reds catcher Tucker Barnhart, and it's a 6-1 ball game.
Well, Luis Castillo was in great shape at that point, up by 5 the way he was pitching. Cervenka didn't record an out. He allowed 3 runs on a hit and 2 walks. Drew Steckenrider went 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks, and a strikeout. So in that 1 inning, the 7th, The two Marlins relievers allowed four runs on two hits and four walks. Reds broken it open. It's 6-1. Castillo continued to roll. He set down the side 1-2-3 in the seventh. Set down the side 1-2-3 in the eighth. He retired the last seven in a row for Castillo this afternoon, the longest start of his big league career. He goes eight innings, three hits, one run, walked one, struck out 606 pitches, 70 strikes. Raisel Iglesias came on to pitch the ninth inning. Marlins down by five. Iglesias came in with a 1.45 ERA this season. But D. Gordon, a leadoff single. He's got himself a 10-game hitting streak now. A.J. Ellis walked. Marlins had two men on with nobody out. Christian Yelich struck out for the first out. An 0-for-4 afternoon for Yelich. Then up step Marcell Ozuna. 1-1 to Ozuna is driven a long way. Deep left center toward the home run sculpture and out of here. A three-run homer to the right of the Budweiser Bowtie Bar up onto the promenade. What a blast off the bat of Ozuna. And the Marlins showing some life in the ninth inning, 6-4. For Ozuna, 465 feet on that long ball. Our Aquafina stat of the game, Aquafina for Happy Bodies. The Ozuna home run, his 24th of the season. That's a new career high for Marcell Ozuna. He hit 23 in 2014. He hit 23 again in 2016. He's got 24 through 103 team games this year. The three RBIs give him 81 in the season. He's closing in already in a career high in that department as well. Ozuna had 85 RBIs, a personal best in 2014. He's already knocked in more runs than all season in 2016 when he was an all-star. Finished with 76 RBIs last year. He's at 81 this year after that ninth inning three-run home run. So it was a 6-4 game. Marlins got the tying man to the on-deck circle in the ninth inning, but Derek Dietrich hit a fly ball to right for the second out. And then JT Realmuto as a pinch hitter bounced to second to end the ball game. The Reds win this one 6-4. For Cincinnati, six runs, nine hits, no errors, 12 men left on base. For Miami, four runs, five hits, one error. The Marlins leave two. Luis Castillo, the starter and winner for the Reds. He's 2-4 in the season. For Dan Straley, a third straight loss. He drops to 7-7. Time of the game, 3 hours, 4 minutes, in front of 19,747 here at Marlins Park. Reds are 42-63 with the win. They snap a 6-game slide, now 3-14 since the All-Star break, and 17-35 on the road. For the Marlins, the end of a 4-game winning streak. Nonetheless, they've won 7 of 10. They dropped to 49-54. Had a chance to get back to .500 in the year at home with a win today, but they come up short, and they're now 25-27 here at Marlins Park.
Okay, so the Reds take the finale 6-4 at Marlins Park yesterday afternoon. The Marlins continue this 7-game homestand tonight. It'll be their first of three against the Washington Nationals. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. It's a matchup tonight that features Hialeah native left-hander Gio Gonzalez on the mound for the Nats. As for the Marlins, Jose Ureña will be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.